And now the opinion page. In high schools across the country, students are taking advanced placement or AP tests in order to get college credit. It's also the time when students sign up for next year's courses. The College Board allocates funds to encourage schools to enroll more students in AP classes. But an op-ed published in the Boston Globe denounced what retired high school English teacher Junia Yearwood described as AP mania. And she also talked about the injustice to minority students forced into AP classes they're not ready for. Teachers, do we go overboard with AP? 800-989-8255 is the email, is a phone number. The email address is talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Junia Yearwood joins us from her home in Dorchester, Massachusetts, and it's nice to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So if a kid takes an AP English class and passes the advanced placement test, he or she then gets an English credit when they go to college. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's perfectly fine. That's not the issue I'm addressing in the op-ed page. I taught AP for 4 years, and I retired last June. And many of my students placed in my AP class were assigned those AP classes. And in my estimation and in theirs, they weren't ready, prepared to take an AP class.
What were the criteria to be placed in an AP class then?
At one point, it was teacher recommendation, students' interest in the course, and grades. They looked at the report card, and assumedly that's the criteria that was used. Many of my students, however, who were assigned to the AP, my AP class, English and Composition Language, they didn't want to be there, and they weren't ready, as you see from Veronica's comment in my AP.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, they were forced to take the AP test. They weren't given the option of just taking the course, which I thought would have been fine because exposure to AP courses, I think, is beneficial. All high school classes should be AP-like in structure and content, but students should want to be in AP and should be committed to the rigor, to the hard work and the effort, time it takes to get prepared for the AP test. And most of my students were not. Were not committed. They were not willing to work hard, and they did not want to be there.
You mentioned a student named Veronica. Tell us a little bit more about her and about her question.
Veronica was struggling. She was bilingual. She told us she had gotten a D in her last English course in 11th grade, and she was assigned an AP class, my AP class. She tried to transfer several times and was not allowed to transfer, and was forced to take the test. All of my students were forced to take the test. They were told that since they had signed a contract to be in AP, that the test went along with it, and therefore they had to. None of my students got beyond a 2 in my AP class. 5 is a passing grade, is the highest you can get, and a 2 is really failing. And they worked very hard. Many of my kids worked very hard, but the deficit was too large for them to overcome in a matter of months.
There are a lot of reasons why people push kids to be in advanced placement classes. Parents, of course, want their kids' college transcripts to look a little bit better, and they want their kids to get ahead. But there's an incentive for the school to have a lot of different kids in AP classes.
Yes, there is. I would say 4 or 5 years ago, there was a national push to include as many kids, minority kids in AP as possible, because before that, there were very few of our kids represented in AP classes. But from my perspective, and I can only speak for myself as an English teacher, my experience is that the students, the push motivated administrators and public school systems to get as many kids in AP as possible without the prior preparation necessary and the commitment from our kids. Even though kids may have a deficit in skills, if they are really committed to be in an AP class, research has shown that, and to put in the work, the extra work, the time, the summer reading, after school and weekend, then they can do it. But most of my kids were not committed to an AP class.
And I know you're familiar with the argument, but let me put it to you anyway. Mm-hmm. There are those who argue we need to hold poorer performing minority students who are capable of better work to higher standards, and if we hold them to higher standards, they will be encouraged by that and perform.
Yes, I agree that holding them to higher standards is what we need to do. And as I said to you before, AP type classes and content and structure should be the norm in high school, in public schools, all high schools. However, my students should not have been forced to be assigned an AP class and then forced to take the test, and then the scores from those tests held as judgment as to how smart they are, how intelligent they are, and moreover, to the effectiveness of the teacher.
Here's an email we have from Susan in Davie, Florida. I heard your lead-in. This is absolutely true, and I have experienced it with my first and now my second high schooler. They push all kids into AP, whether they want to be there or belong there. Most of the kids do not pass the tests to get any college credit. Usually has to be at least a 3 to get any credit. The number of AP classes has eliminated all opportunity for high-achieving kids to take any sort of interesting or fun class that is not AP. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. And many of my kids who completed the AP test, and then not the AP test, the course, and got accepted into four-year colleges, then had to take remedial English courses, reading and writing in college. They were not college ready, even though they had completed an AP course.
Let's get a caller in on the conversation. 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Our guest is Junia Yearwood, a retired public school teacher in Boston, who wrote an op-ed called A Lesson in Advanced Misplacement that was published in the Boston Globe. If you'd like to see that, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, and let's see if we can go first to Patrick. And Patrick's on the line from Mexico, New York.
Yes, thanks so much.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
I'm a school teacher actually at Watertown High School in upstate New York and teach the World History AP exam. And I think it's a great conversation to have. And I wonder if your guest would comment on, and I believe it was brought up in the previous email, that we're cheapening things for both those higher achieving students and for the general ed students, one by pushing for every student to take these exams when it may actually be for that top 5 to 10%. And also setting up a lot of kids for failure with this idea that everybody must get a 4-year or 5-year or 8-year degree. And if that's part of a larger problem of thinking everybody needs to go into higher ed instead of trades or 2-year degrees or other very valuable and worthwhile lifestyles and careers. And I'll take my comment off the air. Thank you.
Patrick, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That is whether kids should go on, should be forced to go to college instead of being geared to go to a trade school or what, that's a whole separate issue. The kids who are placed in AP or who elect to be in AP should be the kids who, as I said before, have certain level of reading and writing skills, and for instance, one of my kids, it was discovered last year, sometime in April, by our department head, that one of the kids in my AP class, who was also enrolled in another AP class, so he was taking two at the same time, read at a fifth grade level. and she gave him a test independently, and she came up with that discovery. And most of my kids, I argued, who were in AP, were not reading at 12th grade level. They were 12th graders, but they were reading significantly below, 5th grade or below reading levels.
So then in AP class, you're teaching pretty basic English then.
Exactly. So, as I said in my op-ed piece, I was forced to teach this basic structure of English, parts of speech, sentence structure, paragraph structure, in addition to trying to prepare them for the AP test, which is an impossible task.
And it's not fair to the students who are true AP students.
And exactly, the trauma that resulted in my students, that's what prompted me to write this piece. This piece is based on my journal entries. I kept a journal for the last 6-7 years of my 26th tenure at this one high school. And because of these issues that the general public is not aware of.
And
because teachers are judged on the basis of test scores. And I'm saying, well, there's another side to this story. The test scores do not reflect the entire story.
Junior Yearwood retired from Boston Public High Schools as an English teacher last year. Her op-ed again appeared in the Boston Globe. You can read that at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I just wanted to clarify one point, Junior Yearwood. You say administrators were primarily interested in forcing, as you say, a lot of these kids to go to AP, register for AP classes, in order to make their numbers look good, in order to say, look, we have lots of minority students in these AP classes, not just white kids and Asian kids.
Exactly. The push was not just from the school's administration, but from the city. They're picked up on the campaign for increasing the numbers in AP. From my perspective, this is my opinion. Okay, that's the only reason that so many of my kids were forced to be in AP. Our school at that time, and still is, was placed as an underperforming school. But our AP classes and numbers tripled, I would say, in 2-3 years. Now, how could that be?
Let's get Robert on the line. Robert with us from Wallingford in Connecticut.
Yes, I'm calling. Well, first of all, I wanted to correct one thing that I've been hearing. There is no failing score on the AP test. It's a sliding bell curve from 1 to 5, and I think that's a little misconception. You know, the students are graded not based on how they do on the test, but more importantly on what, you know, how everyone else does and how they do in comparison to other students. But as a high school teacher and as somebody who has also taken AP courses when I myself was in high school, you know, one of the things that strikes me as the major problem here isn't necessarily students being forced to take the classes, which seems ridiculous to me, but more importantly, the teachers who are assigned to teach the courses. Often that's given based on seniority in schools rather than academic ability. And if we're going to talk about this being a situation where you're going to get college credit for this, I would think you'd want the most academically qualified teachers rather than, you know, just people who have been there the longest or people who are, you know, the favorites of the department chair or something along those lines.
Junior Yearwood, do you agree?
I can only speak from my experience. And when I was asked to teach the AP course, there was one other teacher who taught that course before I did for about 10 to 15 years, and I don't know on what basis she was elected, but I was told that I was asked to teach the course because not just because of my seniority, but because of my experience teaching the 12th graders in English, and also because of the reputation of my classes from the students who considered my class a very rigorous in comparison to some of the other classes they took, and that's on the students' recommendations. I don't think I was given AP. I did the training. I was asked to do the training, the AP training, which I did. And so I can only speak for myself. I do not know how other schools choose their AP teachers, but I can only speak for me.
Right.
But on the basis of which I was asked to teach the AP course.
Robert, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Here's an email from Thomas. I am teaching AP Biology for the first time this year. I spent a week over the summer learning the labs as well as to how to prepare the syllabus. I started this year with high hopes. What I've discovered is that parents and students are not really interested in the higher level science. What they want is higher class rank and an AP class on their high school transcript, nothing more. It should be pointed out that, you can get over a 4.0 average in high school. If you take some AP classes, you can end up with a 4.25 or a 4.5 even.
True.
And would you say parents are part of the problem here too?
I wouldn't blame parents because most of my parents were just told, and parents feel just AP. The kids were recruited. The kids were told that if they take AP, it looks good on their transcript. That was one of the hooks to saying yes to be an AP. And so parents go along with it.
Sure.
I know there are I had several parents who also came up to school to ask that their kids be transferred out of my AP classes because, the kids were upset. They were traumatized. They had never been exposed to the difficult text that we were reading. And they just knew that they felt that they weren't ready for it. And they were denied anyhow. They were told they were talked into letting their kids stay because of this potential. Your kid has the potential to do well. They can handle the AP test. Just let them try.
Junior Yearwood, thank you very much for your time today. Tomorrow, a look at the costs and benefits of three of our country's main power sources, coal, petroleum, and nuclear. This is NPR News.